Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody. Everybody who might tune in. Everybody who basically has that desire to change, to get better, who has that personal inner greatness and is just looking to feed it, looking to let it sing, let it shine. All right. You're listening to Satisfying the Greatness Within You. I'm co-host Talk Dude. And on the other side of this line is the one and only comedian, Organic. Okay, Organic, speak up. Let me know you're here.
Yes. Everyone, how you doing out there? Like I said, appreciation to those that are celebrating October International Disabled Awareness Month. And appreciation goes to those that are navigating that lifestyle and the habits that conflict within your desire, that your uniform don't describe your ability beyond the uniform, exceptional ability in those habits. I just say thank you to my co-host, Talk Dude.
You're welcome.
Talk Dude.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate you, and I appreciate you celebrating. This is a moment in your highlight, in your time. You know, you're celebrating your oppositional, feeling greater moments. Take everyone out there to celebrate with us, through us, and through the moment that's another through connecting, that will return to us another given time. Thank everybody. So today is satisfying the greatness within you. Where are you going with the greatness within you? Have you truly been remarkable? Have you truly been? Let's check up on Talk Dude.
Yeah.
Can you give some of those out there, some of the highlighted moments of today and what that means for you today?
Okay, disabled awareness aside, basically, your greatness needs to be satisfied. Now, a lot of you are basically sinking in mediocrity. You get comfortable with that. You're afraid to change. You're afraid to try. You're afraid of all the hard work. You're afraid.
Do you realize people have been thirsty and you have gave them something to drink within their ability? Thank you. Keep going.
Okay. You're afraid truly of all the things that basically entail greatness. There's a lot of effort. There's a lot of time it takes to really satisfy that greatness. Yeah, it's true. There's time it takes to let it develop, flourish, and whatever. And there's a lot of that. And many of you might honestly basically be thinking to yourselves, it sounds too daunting. What if I fail and sink even lower? What if this is too much tedious, time-honored work? What if I turn into one of those people who start to climb the mountain of success and then personally just are so afraid of the fall, I self-sabotage myself?
Stop for a moment. You're diving into something. You can't just suffocate them with not being able to breathe, sir. You got to realize.
I'm telling them.
Stop talking for a moment. You're talking too much. Now, I want the experience of what that means for you, the viewers out there listening. I want, because he's covering things, and what I'm saying, he's moving like a machine. And what I'm trying to tell him is the harvest is supposed to be experienced, not as some kind of distribution and process, right? This is supposed to be a natural ability, regardless how many people it's covering, how much land it's covering, how much travel ability that he's connecting to. He has to look at that one person that is over-connecting and disconnecting and understand how the connections have to be connected for them to be successful. Right? Because the people that's going to give them information, the resources that they have that you don't give them and they're able to find it, that's a different type of person, right? But I'm telling you about the person born knowing when to look, didn't even know to look, right? So you just don't look over that person and just talk to them like they already know, because you was one of those type of people that had that type of situation. So for somebody to just keep looking over you, when you have so many rewards to give them, you got to see that, right? So take the time to understand how much powerful things you're saying that is more powerful than what you're realizing
that can be reconnecting at another level of connecting this experience, right? So experiences at different levels, correct? Experience is individual, correct? So
correct.
Don't just skip over people and step over their soul and leave them amputated and just leave them partially there. Figure out how that component of what you're doing could be more deeply enhancing and connecting to how they are connecting, right?
Yeah.
So you're diving in so many important things. I just want you to take a moment. That's all. You was talking about something. I just want that connection to be filled and appreciated for those that we really supposed to be connecting with, not those that just happen to be vultures of the spirits. And that's not a job to be compromising the desire that, listen to this, master's desire, master said, don't help you. Master said, well, if he get it, he'll get it. Master, all the stories people tell people how not to help you, how not to connect you, how not to motivate you, how not to see where you at and help you to be farther where you at, right?
Yes, I was going to say
this. And how they distract you. I'm listening, go ahead.
I was going to say this, an antidote to everything. Just as we're trying to help you recognize your greatness, there are going to be those who will try to get you to do the exact opposite. They're so cynical. They're so bitter. We're stuck in this sort of lump, in this spot. And the truth is, we want you to be the same way. I mean, it's an antidote to everything. There's always those who basically, they don't want to see you satisfy your greatness because you'll be doing better than
that. Back a minute, sir. You're going over something that is like you're leaving food out that meant to be ate at the moment that is hot. And you're going over something that's taking you out of what I was explaining to those. And I'm not trying to move you back to regurgitate what I'm saying, right? I'm trying to move you back into the moment that you were saying something that's powerful to the message and the actual direction of what the need of what that person is, right? Whatever, you know, hypothetically, metaphorically, how this person is obtaining that, right? Where they're in the emotional desert. This person is in the winter. This other person is in a storm. They're dealing with very hot, and then it's very cold, and they don't have the right emotional things to adjust, right? So what I'm saying to you is I don't want you to suffocate what you're saying, because what you're doing is you're taking what you just said, right? That's what you just did. You made it sound like a speech to sell them something that may not be helpful for their life, right? So what I'm saying is I'm coming from a different angle. I don't want you to do the same thing that I'm coming with, because I'm kind of come around so you can have a full 360 degree. So what you're coming from is not just an echo. It's a sound system that became a beat. You know, this is another experience, right? And you're not understanding what I'm doing. So I don't want you to do that. I want you to understand what you're doing. Got it? So those things that you're powerfully connecting with don't get disconnected by you pulling all these cords and tangling them up. You pull out all the power source, right? So I want you to don't tangle up what your message is by being distracted by things that I'm saying. I want you to be connected and powerful within your journey and be charged. So what the things you're talking about is charged in more, right? Because we're not satisfying my greatness, we're satisfying our greatness, right?
We're satisfying and greatness in general.
Right. So we're understanding those things, right? I'm understanding it's so powerful to understand where you're going, right? So I can open up things that may be a little easier for you to do these things without being slowed down, right? And be more, you know, when you have momentum, exercise, you know how I feel? When desire, you start traveling, and the desire to start pushing you farther and farther into your goals, right? So what I'm saying, you're going to your goal, but I want you to be left in the lobby within things people are not going to do because they're on a different journey, right? I want your journey and who you're reaching to reach them people, right? So it's so emergency. You got to think about it. Your life is an emergency to be successful. It's an emergency because you don't realize every time someone like you gets sold that's not successful, people use that as examples. You see what I'm saying? So you're not time to waste with people that just dare to use you as a clown and just leave you in the, you know, well, he's never going to be successful. You know, people like that are not meant to be successful. They're slow and got, that's not your desire to even put that in the air. You rebuke that. Come on now.
Okay. All right. All right. Listen to what empowers you. Listen to what is basically going to make you all strong and all that. Your greatness is calling out to you. Your greatness and you are meant to be together. You're like two star-crossed lovers who basically, and here's the thing. Love in this thing, it's kind of like it is in real life. It doesn't work the way you think it is, where you guys just find the right person, you get together, and then it's all easy and whatever. Then it's all sunshine and rainbows, sunrises the next day. It's about basically you need to take the journey together.
Hold on. Don't say that. Yeah, guess what you just did?
What?
You made an oppositional moment that you don't need to be overcoming in a place where you're supposed to be coming free, right? You don't want double oppositional moments because you're trying to explain someone something that may not be in your sphere. Come on, man, pitch something that's in your life that you want to see. Don't just throw things in because so many people are helpful. So many things that people really need. And this is what I'm saying to you. People, they tell you some of the most successful love habits that you had was so simple, right? So simple, right? They don't tell you about how love can be so simple and it can be so meaningful, right? Right?
Yeah.
So think about why are we doing the thing so complex that's not making us happy and we're just wasting and burning energy that's not making our life become more of what that is. Rather than that, whatever your favorite thing was, and person that truly cared about you, get you exactly what you want, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Whatever you want, they got exactly what you want. Then the person that don't care about you making you work harder, you're thinking that you're becoming better, but guess what happens?
What?
There's no connection. That's what happens. The power and everything goes becomes a liability, an emergency. You know emergency, something happened that's the most devastating thing to you. It happens at any moment wherever you're at, right?
Yeah.
And that's the kind of connection you will have with somebody that truly is not there, right? Somebody truly there for you, that's just so amazing. That's what people always say. You're not the right one. You say, why? Because the person the right one would know, right? And it got some truth to it, right? It have truth to it because people that you truly connect with, you don't have to tell them. They just know. Isn't that something? How can they just know what you truly need?
I understand. I was just talking a lot about people satisfying their personal greatness.
Yeah, but don't get lost in translation that you have a master for yourself, right? Because if you master yourself for somebody else, understand how that person is. You got too many people out there trying to master something you're saying, and guess what happens?
What?
What happens? The actual ingredients have not been looked at because this person here is allergic to this. Think about that. Somebody allergic to what you're talking about and you didn't realize it, guess what happened? You become another emergency problem for them. Right? And they say, this is a metaphor. Yeah, that person almost killed me. See my point?
I see your point.
How many times do you get to make first impressions?
You can make them once. Well, actually, there's different people throughout the course of your life you're going to meet. You can make a first impression on any of them, but first impressions are usually any one person. You get to make them once.
Okay. So what I'm saying to you is, have you ever thought about appreciating yourself as appreciation that's been put out there so people can understand how to appreciate you and so how you can understand that appreciation, what that means, that it's still appreciation, and you can never truly understand? See what I'm saying? If you can appreciate understanding how to understand, it happens. You build more understanding within appreciation and how to connect. And that may be more of what you're dealing with than the more of the oppositional of not being happy, right? So when you start defining what happens really mean, you are simplifying the experience so your joy moments can be enhanced, right?
Yeah.
Imagine watching something you really enjoy. Your favorite, whatever's your favorite. Just, I'm not on to say it. Just imagine whatever your favorite is, right?
And it was so poor quality. Then what happens? You're not enjoying it because it's taking away from your base experience. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So imagine you come along, you know, a child come along and just did something. And you don't want to know what the child interrupted you because you got to focus by yourself. You don't want to be bothered. And the child said, this is what's going on with you. And you're like, you just let the child do it because you want to entertain the child. That's what happens.
What?
The child knows exactly what's going on. And it changed your problem just like that. Just like that. Why? Without even having to be frustrated even more because you think the child will give you more problems. And sometimes that's how people are. Some people come to your space, you don't know why they're there. They could be changing all the settings to what's going on in your problems. But then you go back to being obese with destruction. What the hell am I doing? Emotionally obese with destruction. And they're not even enjoying happiness that is simple. Right? That's like the boogeyman of curses. You know that? Because every time somebody got something simplified for you to just enjoy, you figure out all kind of ways to undermine it and compromise it and tell yourself all these stories, you're never really going to... That's a miserable boogeyman, I'm telling you.
It's 7:16 here on the program. 7:16 here on the program, satisfying the greatness within you. Satisfy your greatness right now. Let us know what's going on with you. How are you making your life better? Let yourself be heard on the air tonight. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709.
See, that's the thing I'm telling you. I've seen so many toxic situations where people success were so successful that it seemed like they were the crook. Because they were doing it so well without having oppositional moments. When I have a frustration having so much sincere. You laugh at their success because it's so accurate. It's so accomplished. But guess what? They're so willing to enjoy this with you. That's what makes it so crazy. Some people are so honest, so fair, so loving, and they want to enjoy people. Guess what people tend to do? When I get a chance, I'm going to do some scam. I'm going to hang out with this person. I'm going to get this person, you know. I'm going to make sure I'm going to get this person. The person, you know, I'm going to make, you know, because I'm talking about people just trying to use that, right? Somebody already gave it to you for free. Now you want to try to use it, use the person. And I don't want to desire that evil. I don't want to desire that evil. That evil is the most kryptonite space for somebody that got a conscience. It's to do something that you know is not right, and that evil beat you up all around. You will never enjoy it. And so the person that you were doing wrong by, if they ever get a hold of change their mind about being good to you, you'll be fighting two people. You'll be fighting the person that got it, and then you'll be fighting your person. You ain't got it. So you'll be losing. You won't win the fight if the person get rid of your ass. And you ain't got nothing, and you just remembering, oh, I should do it right, I should do it good, I know I do it, treat me well. Guess what? Your misery, every time they treat you bad, you be feeling like you wrong. You be taking the life of the things that they're doing wrong to you, you be taking the responsibility like you the person doing wrong to you, but they be doing wrong to you. And you be feeling so guilty about that. Right? So
let's
change this, you know? Let's change it. You know, I'm going to take a few moments. Like, this is what I want to say. This is October, International Disabled Awareness Month.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to appreciate the appreciation, satisfying the moment, and the satisfying the greatness within you, within October and throughout the year. The appreciation, I want to appreciate Talk Dude, thank you, Talk Dude, co-host. My name is Comedy Organic OK, Comedian Organic OK. I'm just enjoying this opportunity that, you know, it's presented for me to even be able to say these words. And what I want to do, I want to turn it back around, my co-host, Talk Dude, to express to you a few things. I'm going to be back in a little bit.
Okay. It's Disabled Awareness Month, and all those disabled people out there especially, they're obligated to basically satisfy their own personal greatness. When you're disabled, it's a lot harder, I know, but it still can be done. It needs to be done. Honestly, that's what it's all about. And it's not just the disabled. I mean, this month, we need to take awareness of the disabled. We need to basically be conscious of them. Conscientious, is that the word? But really, all of us need to basically, what's what I'm looking for, follow their personal greatness. Everyone needs to satisfy it. Be as great as they can, as they are meant to be this month. Everybody, personally, everyone. I'm talking to every single one of you out there in radio land. You need to get better. You can get better. You're supposed to. It's what life every single day is all about. Now, as for satisfying your personal greatness, to disabled people, push yourself just a little bit harder than you normally do. And trust that others will acknowledge. Let them know it's Disabled Awareness Month. No. Now, I'm not telling you to do this so you can basically get some pity out of them, some charity and whatever. I'm telling you to do this so that basically this unites all of us together this month. All of us. Because that's what all this is about. That's one of the things.
Stop. Don't throw me into a monkey wrench of a rusty nail because I'm trying to be so happy and trying to be so free and step in a rusty nail. That's a metaphor, okay? Don't try to throw me into the poison hands. I'm trying to be in where people that are appreciating the desire, not those that are trying to throw me into everybody's experience that's not connected to the right experience, that's going to connect us to the happier experience, that's going to be satisfying the greatness. We keep throwing it as a poison where evil people love to have fantasies where they're never going to be happy for you. They're always going to talk about their happiness under your truly wealthy experience that's not in their ability to be. So don't take us down that direction and say, oh, everybody's going to be right. If you don't have a connection, that only applies to those that had a connection with the people that can work with. If you don't have a connection with those people, you being all that, you will be a happy, miserable, what do they call it? Yeah, that's an example. They made an example out of that person. Yeah, you'll be an example. Okay? So don't waste this time like you had all the world and all people listening to you all your whole life. Don't do that. That's not being responsible. Come on now, get directly to what you're saying.
In a way. I'm telling you, look, we all need to basically get connection for Disabled Awareness Month. We do, but at the same time.
Hey, guess what, everybody? Guess what I'm going to do, everybody? I'm done for tonight. This is Talk Dudes.
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
Okay. I mean, that's how you're doing it, man. See, you got to realize cross-contamination is always going to be cross-contamination. When you clean cross-contamination, that's when it's clean, okay? You can't take me through cross-contamination and tell me I'm clean. I got to spend all my time cleaning the contamination. If I don't, I'm going to be contaminated. So every time you throw some cross-contamination within the experiences that I have countered, not based on everybody else and what they're experiencing, but what I've encountered, right? What I've encountered, and I'll let you know, things can change. But what I'm saying to you, don't dismiss what I'm telling you on a bigger scheme of what's going on just to say something that just sounds like, it's like, almost like somebody's a predator. They're always trying to over-talk nice. I don't want that over-nice stuff that's not even in the, you know, live the value of life. Don't allow the lies to live the lies of the value. Okay? Clean up happiness. Don't live happiness with unhappiness with no success. Okay? The contamination, it keeps the contamination in the life of destroying the things that's not contaminated. You can't have a clean table and throw contamination on it and throw some on it that's not going to be connected to contamination. Don't give this life of satisfying the greatness any more dislikeful of not successful. You got to be successful. You're derailing it because you're doing something that you're not going to be maintaining. Maintaining something, it takes more than just saying something that sounds quick, because every person would have been successful their whole life. Think about how many icons you run across in your life you ever heard of. Think about how many people that are never going to be those people. They sound like them people, but they're never going to be those people. Right? So you don't have the luxury to waste time on people and them distracting you for things that is not going to be accomplished under their directions. Right? I'm saying I want you to accomplish things under your ability, under your direction. Don't undermine my message by telling them something that's not successful in your message through your understanding. Now, everybody's this 5 minutes. I'm going to say my last words now. Okay? I'm going to wrap my words up, and the rest of it is going to be talked to. Now, I want not just to talk in saying, I wish people did this. No. I'm going to contribute what I can contribute. And I'm not going to say, I can only do this. I'm going to do the things that I can accomplish, right? But then I'm not going to make myself suffer for things that people want me to do and say, well, I can't do that too much. No, I got to be happy within it, because if we all collectively happy, we shifting this and we putting desires in people, things will be accomplished, just like evil and anger and chance of somebody making them offended. It's, all this stuff can be contagious for someone to be motivated to do these things. But when someone is undermining you, not going to do these things, and just using your energy and draining you and using your resources and then trying to figure out ways to discredit because you're not successful with them because they don't have the desire to listen to you, that's a whole nother discussion, right? And the show is called Satisfying the Greatness Within You, right? So it's an organic desire. Now, I pretty much have wrapped this up, everyone. Good afternoon, good night, good morning for those that's calling or listening from different time zones. My name is Comedian Organic OK. Now, everyone that's been listening to the show have been appreciating themselves, have been appreciating their desires, have been touching the moment. Now, don't take this moment and contaminate it with the things that you have not been successful in and not been connecting success when you have to understand what success means for what you're dealing with. Don't undermine the ability of what success means with clean desires and helping hands, right? So everybody, this is comedy, you know, 0004-1963. We go on to Google, you can find it under that, right? And the show title is, it's called Satisfying the Greatest Within You. Give a welcome applause to my co-host, comedian, talk dude. And my name is, you know, Comedian Organic OK. And I'm wrapped it up for the moment. I'm about to go ahead and focus on another task. And my task right now is open hands for a new investment of roller tilling experience. Everyone, good night and good morning. Take care. Talk dude. Take care. Good night.
You too. You too. All right. In the little bit of time we have left, I want to encourage everybody out there. Find your great inner peace. Take advantage. Indulge yourself in this month, Disabled Awareness Month, please. Have a ball. Do something. You know what you got to do with life, but try to find the essence to have fun doing it. Do it. Enjoy it. Indulge in it. Truly embrace. Also, you can pick up all our shows off blogtalkradio.com. Satisfying the greatness within you. I want to thank you all for listening at some point, as I hope you will. And I want to thank you all for getting behind us, as I hope you will. I really do, all right? Because believe me, this isn't just basically about a bunch of guys just trying to get discovered and get attention. It's about satisfying personal greatness, doing all that whatever. Really, we hope you all do. We hope you all will. This September is calling out for you, all right? Okay. You've been listening to Satisfying the Greatness Within You. I am co-host Talk Dude. I want to thank you all for listening. Thank you for getting involved. Thank you, and good night.